1919 changed everything.
100 years ago, Bristol Bay was changed forever by two simultaneous calamities, the Spanish flu pandemic and the collapse of the salmon run. Katie Ringsmith is the director of the NN Cannery History Project.
The Spanish flu arrived to Alaska in 1918, devastated the population, killed more people per capita than any place in the United States, perhaps even the world. And people thought it had run its course that winter. But when cannery ships arrived in 1919, people were quickly becoming sick. It was evidence that it was, in fact, influenza. And it devastated not just the native population. It killed many people who lived here. But it really changed the demographics in this region.
Within weeks of the start of the 1919 fishing season, hundreds of cannery workers and locals were infected with the Spanish flu. The virus wiped out most of the adult population in Naknek, Ugashik, and other villages around Bristol Bay, leaving behind dozens of orphaned children. For a time, those children were housed in the abandoned jail on the NN Cannery property. A doctor named Linus French took in many of the orphans and eventually moved with them to Dillingham. And some of those orphans returned later to the Diamond NN Cannery.
Well, it's going to be those people that will become the wintermen, the laundry ladies, the storekeepers, the set netters, the fishermen, and they become the caretakers of the cannery.
As the flu devastated Bristol Bay's population and reshaped its communities, another pillar of the region's culture and economy was collapsing.
The salmon run dropped from 25 million in 1918 to just 6 million.
That's Bob King, who works with the History Project.
And it took everybody aback. they didn't know what to make of it because they really didn't understand the science back then. And what they knew was completely wrong.
The utter failure of the run laid the groundwork for the fisheries management system we still use today. For the first time, legislators, processors, and fishermen realized that fishing the bay as hard as possible might have consequences that extended beyond just that season. And years later, the memory of the 1919 run informed the foundation for modern legislation to protect salmon and maintain a working fishery. Beyond 1919, the project is working to document cannery culture and record the region's history through the lens of the people who lived and worked for the packers.
You know, this is just one cannery out of, over the years, there have been like 60 or so different canneries that have popped up, and many of them are just completely lost. But there are great stories out there.
You know, I hope that what the NN Cannery Project really can do is become a platform that creates what you might consider a humanities community, where people come together, you know, no matter who they are, where they come from, what their views are, that people can come together through, you know, really this common denominator, and that's the history and our relationship to the canneries.
I would just hope that people in those other communities would sit down with some of their elders and their friends and ask them, what are your stories? What do you remember from, you know, back there? What about the sailboat days? What was that all about, you know? It's really good, and I hope that people find a way to remember that.
The NN Cannery is nominated to be placed on the National Register of Historic Places. Both Ringsmith and King hope to keep discovering history and telling stories of the Diamond NN Cannery and Bristol Bay for years to come. In Naknek, I'm Sage Smiley.